Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this on?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Of course I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Am I? Come on. You know I'm always ready.
I think the big question is
are you ready?
I'm ready.
Everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano.
Brother.
You know, we said last week that Eric Hamilton will have to have a punishment.
Yeah.
Because he didn't do the one chip challenge, which was his idea.
I mean, come on, bro.
So we were thinking of some creative things, and unfortunately it was just like, I think the biggest punishment would just be keep him home.
Oh.
You know, like you're right. Going to miss a show.
Okay.
So we actually replaced him for one night only. Please welcome to the show, Eric Hulkamania Hamilton.
Come on, brother.
Well, let me tell you something, Andrew's brother. I've never felt more like an idiot in my life. I've eaten so many Hulkaroos and Hulkaroos, I could shit myself.
How many vitamins have you had?
All of them.
All of them.
I've got such a massive erection.
Are you a real American?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Look at those 22-inch pythons he's got.
Yeah.
That's up there.
It's amazing. Don't get a measuring tape, brother.
Maybe 21 and a half? Yeah, it's up there.
Hey, calm down, dude.
So,
hey, can I have a chair?
Yeah, sure. Here. Take that chair.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan's back is really bad. I mean, he definitely needs something to sit on.
All right. Thanks for coming.
I am never losing a fucking pay-per-view prediction match ever again.
The best part is you did this yourself.
You really did.
You came up with the challenge.
Yes.
And then you lost said challenge.
Eric
and then,
didn't screw Eric. Eric screwed Eric. Yeah.
What's wrong with wrestling? Didn't screw Eric. Eric screwed Eric. And it says here in the bylaws, or we have some stats, and you're usually last. So
usually.
I don't like. Yeah, I don't like your chances. I don't like your chances.
I don't like my situation.
No. Maybe for the next one, we'll get like a Hulk, a New World Order Hulk Hogan costume for the next pay-per-view.
Yeah.
That'll be good, right?
We'll get you a Kurt Angle costume.
But I wouldn't care. I don't hate Kurt Angle.
Yeah, you got to do something that's...
Orange Cassidy costume. There we go.
We're getting closer.
That would suck.
We're getting closer.
You got to do the show with your hands in your fucking pockets.
That's going to be difficult. But this is not about my punishment, Eric. I wasn't punished.
No.
This is about your punishment, and you're already breaking character, so I'd like to get back to...
Sorry, dude. There's no Hulkamaniacs here.
Yeah.
This is clearly a costume, dude.
You look amazing. I love this. I hope you lose every pay-per-view.
I can't see my iWatch under this wristband, brother.
Yeah, it even has the only thing it doesn't have are, like, the Hulk pants. I wish it did.
Yeah.
Because we'd make you, like, lay on this table.
With or without shirt.
I have to admit, the sunglasses are kind of cool, though.
No.
I like them.
With the hair.
Yeah.
With the hair.
Right.
This is beautiful.
You got
this
long hair, dude.
And I heard this is real Hogan hair.
I'm sure it is.
From the 80s, the last time he had.
Whatever you do, don't take off this bandana. It's holding the hair on.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so we have a big show. We got to recap. We got to recap SmackDown and Monday Night Raw. But you know what we got to do first, brother?
Uh-oh. What's that, dude?
We have to thank some new patrons. You want to do that, Hogan?
All right.
How about you thank the patrons for us, Hogan?
All right, well, let's give a huge Hulkamaniac shout-out to Bredicus, to Richard, sometimes called Dick Wood, and Liam Kavanaugh. keep eating those Hulkaroos.
Yeah.
Where nice. Can you... Oh, your fucking feathers are flying everywhere.
They're going everywhere. Yeah.
And where can you go to sign up to be a patron?
Well, in Mall of America, you go straight to Pasta Mania. You order the beef stroganoff, dude.
No, goddamn it, Hogan, no.
No.
What is
it's
the
not
fucking...
what you do.
The URL. You know what a URL is? The website name?
It's a urinal, bro. What'd you call me?
Yeah.
Patreon.com/whatwrong.
All right.
Patreon.com/ what's wrong with Eric dressed as Hulk Hogan?
What's wrong with wrestling?
Yeah.
Same thing.
You stupid ass. All right. So yeah, go to patreon.com/ what's wrong with wrestling.
I'm so glad I could turn Hogan into like a bumbling idiot.
Well, you don't have to do that.
You're supposed to love him.
He can do that himself.
Yeah, that's true.
For sure.
Anyways, patreon.com/ what's wrong with wrestling.
Check out some of those worst promo brackets.
That's right.
I'm on there, dude. I'm all over there, brother. I have like 10 in 2 different podcasts.
And then there's also the Hogan debate between Eric and Joe. Yeah, it's good stuff.
That's true.
Check out my promos. I can't get anything right.
All right, so SmackDown opens.
This just feels so right.
It does. Yeah. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
What are you, Saddam? The same brain?
All right, so SmackDown opens outside the arena, and we see the aftermath of a car crash.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to this again.
Yeah. It's not like when Undertaker strapped you to his motorcycle and drove you around the arena. That's right. Not what happened here, no. Hogan. But it turns out Drew McIntyre might be the Scottish psychopath once again.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Because he purposely crashed, like, head-on. Crashed into Karrion Kross.
Did you catch the ultimate irony in this?
What's that?
The truck was a ram.
Okay. Hey.
So was Scarlett in the car too?
She was. She was hurt as well.
She was fine.
So he's tried to murder two people, including a woman.
And yes.
So yeah,
he'll turn.
And
well, he also tried to crush Cross's head with the car door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's that? Are we double turning here?
And it's so funny because I was watching the refs, and I like how the refs are at the car crash, but like the refs and Adam Pearce are both trying to pull Drew McIntyre away for like forever. And then finally, when he's about to literally murder Cross, then they're strong enough to pull Drew McIntyre away.
Well, they get a little shot of adrenaline.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wait, we have to prevent a murder.
We're about to see a man die.
Yeah.
We have
to save this guy's life.
Yes.
Then we have Kofi Kingston versus Sami Zayn with Xavier Woods and Jey Uso ringside. Backstage before the match, Sami gets a call from Roman Reigns because it's so distracting.
Yeah.
This fucking thing. Anyways, yeah, Sami gets a call.
Brother.
Sami gets a call from Roman, but he wants to talk to Jey, and Jey tries to explain himself for Sami losing on Raw. But
wait, and Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso, they are
twins.
Twin what?
Brothers.
Come on. That's Eric's. Come on, Eric.
Sorry.
It's on a T. All right. We'll get more. I'll do more.
Cousins.
Cousins. That's probably what Hogan would say.
He's like, they're cousins, brother.
Yeah, they're brother cousins, brother.
You can come at me, Roman Reigns. Just keep your Uso cousins away from me.
Okay. So Jey tells Roman, you're the tribal chief. I got you. And then Jey hands the phone back to Sami, and Sami laughs, and Jey wants to know what Roman said, but Sammy's like, you wouldn't get it, you know, because...
Inside joke.
Jey's on the outs right now. Mm-hmm. As for the match, there was a big botch. Kofi jumped off the top rope and went for a Hurricane Rana, but Sami didn't catch him, and Kofi just fucking fell.
Yeah.
And then...
ouch, dude.
Jey super... It's like you have the soundboard.
Yeah.
And I don't know when you're going to press it.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, yeah, I'm walking on eggshells here. So Jey super kicks Woods, and Sami hit Kofi with the Blue Thunder Bomb, which is one of the best non-finishers in wrestling.
For sure.
If only it could be a finisher.
Let it finish once in a while. They've done that before.
Okay. Yeah.
I got to take this mustache.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's caught up in everything.
Yeah. It's so disgusting. Ugh.
You look way better without it.
I got a real beard.
So in the end, Kofi rolls up Sami, but Jey kicks Kofi without the ref seeing, and Sami wins with a roll-up.
Leg drop!
Wrong, but...
that would have been way better.
Yeah.
It's the first roll-up. However, Sami doesn't know that Jey helped him, and that caused another rift between the two when Jey brought it up later. And Solo also, he was like, Solo, you saw that? And Solo's like, I didn't see you help him. I was watching Sami. And then it's like, well, I guess that's that. We certainly, it's not like this is on TV or anything.
Yeah, right. We solved the mystery, dude.
And Solo was backstage watching.
No replays, brother.
Solo was backstage watching on television. He was watching the TV, right, which clearly showed Jay help him.
Yep.
So Solo's just being a dick.
He's just being a dick, brother.
Next up, we have Braun Strowman versus two jobbers. Would you have beaten Braun back in the day, Hogan?
Absolutely. He's only got 23 and a half inch pythons.
That's probably true.
Then what do you have?
24 inch, dude.
I thought it was 20. It's 20.
Hey, listen, Jack. Don't make me get me and Gene to get out here with a tape measure.
No, he's
dead. It was 24. It was
You're 24. The only one left.
I stand by what I said.
Everyone else is dead.
I'll still get him.
You're the only one left.
You are.
So Omos and MVP come out from the crowd to watch. And at one point, Braun was beating up the jobbers, and he yelled, "Braun smash!"
Nope.
So that was pretty bad.
So he'll be on season two of She-Hulk.
Oh my God. Probably.
Check out Hollywood Hogwash for Andrew's recap. It
could only get worse.
Just like I smash endings and sometimes Matt Murdock.
Yeah,
that was a good line.
That was good. Yeah,
I really, that was great.
What? You didn't like that?
I hated the entire show.
Yeah, but that line was funny.
That line was funny.
She's like, sometimes I smash Matt Murdock. No? Okay.
So, Braun powerbombed. I just hated the whole show. It's blind rage at this point.
Yeah.
Braun powerbombed one of the jobbers on the other for the win.
Snooze.
And then after the match, MVP calls Braun an impressive specimen. And he says, Braun looks normal compared to Omos. And then Braun just started yelling at Omos, like, I will fucking kill you! I'm gonna destroy you! And
he turned into Zandig, basically.
I guess Omos has never laughed before in his life.
Yeah.
Because he looked like a fucking moron. They were like, hey, you're gonna laugh here? Like, give me a laugh. And he goes, and they're like, oh God, what the fuck was that? Fuck! What a stupid fuck! Pa! He can't laugh! He doesn't even know how to fucking laugh! You hire this big, dumb fucking idiot to do Raw Underground with Shane McMahon, and then, you know, that ended, so what are we gonna do now?
Will it be weird if MVP laughs for him? Yeah?
No one weird? Checked if he can laugh?
Are you sure?
He just, like, put his shoulders up and down and went, It was so. This guy,
he's
the worst monster ever.
And was it just my feed, or did like some of what MVP said get muted?
It got cut off. Yeah,
for what like, reason?
I don't think he cursed or anything. Shadows. I think it was just the mic,
just a
up.
Mess up.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Because he was like, you know what they say about giants?
Yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah,
yeah, something.
They suck a cock. Every shout out. What? Oh, shit.
Huh?
Was I not supposed to say that?
He just goes, he's like, and Omos suck my dick. What? Wow.
Sit my dick.
Do you have to climb a ladder to do that?
Right.
I'm going to climb this ladder and Omos is going to suck me. Next up, we have more suck. We have L.A. Feet.
Climb the ladder and get the suck off.
Yeah. We have L.A. Knight or L.A. Feet versus Mansoir.
Yeah.
And no, wrong gimmick. You're not LA Feet.
Dude.
So LA Knight wins with the BFT, the blunt force trauma. That's his finisher.
Yeah.
And after the match, LA Knight tells the crowd, I didn't do that for you. I don't need a bunch of incels saying my name. I'm putting the entire WWE roster on notice. Whose game is it? It's LA Knight's game. Yeah.
So timeout.
Yep.
So he comes in as a face, kind of popular, and then immediately shits on the crowd and turns heel, even though he just faced heels.
His baby face turn lasted a week.
A week. And by the way, Andrew, he said, I don't need a bunch of swamp dell dwelling incels saying my name. What?
Yeah.
This is your first and maybe last chance, LA.
Right. Also, he gave heel turn promo 101. I'm putting everyone on notice.
Yeah. Everyone in the back.
Yeah, nice try, Stone Cold.
Yeah, this is like
all on the list. I'm putting the entire WWF on notice.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't say, and you could take that to the bank. Yeah. It was like a 1992 promo.
It really
was bad.
Again, he's really bad. White version of The Rock. And that's lame.
A poor man's white.
No one wants a white rock.
Poor man's white rock.
Yeah.
He dresses like The Rock. Like, It's just, it's, yeah, it's weird.
He's like a guy that was a fan of The Rock when he was younger, and that was his thing. And in independent high schools everywhere, it was great. It was great. Yeah. But when you try to bring him to TV, he's got to do his own thing, and he can't do that. That's his that's his problem. Yeah. He can't be his own man.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Anyways, next up we have Damage Control versus Raquel Rodriguez, Shotzi, and Roxanne Perez.
Who are you?
I don't know. I don't watch NXT anymore.
I don't either.
Jeez. Yeah. So I can't explain this.
No.
But she's the one who won like the breakout star.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
So you still watch NXT?
No, I follow it on Instagram. That's where I get my updates.
Oh, so you... Okay, gotcha. Okay. All
right. They post little clips.
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Roxanne chose Raquel Gonzalez to face Cora Jade on the NXT Pick Your Poison thing leading up to Halloween Havoc. For this match, Raquel goes for the powerbomb on Bayley, but Io and Dakota pull Bayley out of the ring. Or they pull Raquel out of the ring. And then Raquel tries to powerbomb Dakota, but Io does a springboard moonsault onto her. And then Bayley gives Roxanne a Bayley to belly, but Roxanne kicks out.
Because it's not her finisher anymore.
It's not her finisher. We've never seen this girl before on the main roster. Roxanne Hurricane Ronnie Bayley off the second rope. And then in the end, Bayley went for the rose plant, but Roxanne tried to counter with a roll up, but botched it.
Big time.
But then Bayley won with a roll up, right?
Yeah, it was what?
A botched roll up to a roll up.
That is exactly what I wrote.
Yeah.
Award nominee.
Not good. Next up we have Hit Row versus Legado del Fantasma.
But why? This didn't work in NXT. Why do it here?
Well, it seems like they're burying them already. So.
Yeah, sure.
We got B-Fab, Santos Escobar coming out as well.
Dude. Yeah.
And Zelina Vega. They did brawl a bit before the match officially started.
Yeah.
Escobar pulled Ashante off the apron and then rolled under the ring. And then Vega jumped off the steel steps and clotheslined B-Fab. I was waiting for the Hurricane Rana there.
Yeah.
But I was she probably doesn't trust B-Fab to catch her.
Right.
You know, she really only does that with the guys.
Yeah.
So that's probably why. And then Legado.
That's hot.
Legado hit their finisher on Top Dollar for the win.
So they go over.
Yeah,
sure.
That's right.
Hit Row already jobbing.
That's fine.
And they should. Yeah,
they should. Sure. Yeah. Next up, we have Kayla Braxton interviewing Sonya Deville. She takes this time to shit on Liv Morgan for some reason.
That's hot.
And then Liv shows up and beats the shit out of Sonya. And then she jumped off something to put Sonya through a table with the senton, which this is the third time she's done in a few weeks.
Right. Is this her new thing now?
This is her thing.
Hey, whatever. I loved it.
And
she's hardcore.
There was something in the background of this segment. Mm-hmm. Bray Wyatt's new logo.
Mm. Ha ha.
And, you know, she's starting to go crazy. She smiled as Ronda choked her out.
Mm. Right, right.
So she's probably the female of the Wyatt stable.
Sure. I approve.
Possible.
Yeah. I mean, if that works really well, and then maybe, you know, obviously there's a reason why she lost that belt was to do that. But, yeah. Next up, we have Ricochet versus Sheamus versus Solo versus Rey Mysterio.
Huh?
Winner gets a title shot.
What?
Winner gets a title shot at the Intercontinental Championship. Karrion Kross was supposed to be in this match, but couldn't compete due to the car crash injuries. So earlier in the show, Rey shows up. And he tells Triple H, he's like, my son hates me. I can't do this anymore. And I can't believe I'm going to say this. I must quit WWE.
WWE.
And Triple H is like, well, yeah, you've done it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should have said that.
Wouldn't be the first time.
But Triple H is like, oh my God, no. Let's talk in my office and figure this out.
Yeah.
49-year-old superstars are bread and butter.
Yeah.
He did kind of have like a funny line. It was like, when he's like, I can't hit my son. He's like, Triple H is like, well, I wish I could understand where you're coming from.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got these three lousy daughters. They don't even want to wrestle. They don't even like wrestling. Built them all rings
or
in the
like,
room.
I can't hit my son. And Triple H is like, yeah, that's why he's such a dick now. You should have reconsidered that 10 years ago.
I'm sorry. You worked in a company where Vince and Shane killed each other.
Yeah, right.
So Triple H ended up trading Rey to SmackDown, even though everyone's on every show right now.
Right.
Yeah. I thought Rey was going to be the one to be like requesting a trade. Well, you know, like that would have made more. That would have made sense,
right?
Not really. Like, I have to quit. I never wanted to leave here. It's like you were gone for 10 years.
Yeah, right. And you just celebrate your 20-year anniversary.
And it's like, I have to quit. My son hates me. Well, how about I give you a number one contender match?
Right.
I'm back, baby.
For the IC That's title. It.
Dominic who? I have no son. So during the watch party, one of our fans said, why did Ray bring his gear if he's quitting?
Well, he made up his mind after he got there, unfortunately. Like, yeah.
But he's not even supposed to be at SmackDown.
No, yeah, no.
What show is this? So Ray did a dive outside the ring where everyone else was. However, Solo was not in position. He wasn't near Sheamus and Ricochet. And Ray landed on Sheamus and Ricochet. Solo nowhere near, and Solo just fell down.
Yeah.
That's just like some things you got to learn.
Right.
You know, you got to not, when it looks so fucking ridiculous, you can't go down with everyone else. It was so bad. And then Jey Uso and Sammy get involved to help Solo, but Sammy and Jey fight over who gets to beat up Sheamus for some reason.
For some reason.
Both hate Sheamus.
Right.
And then Butch and Ridge Holland come out to back up their friends. So in the end, it's just Ray and Ricochet, and Ray goes for a 619, but Ricochet catches him. And then Ray did a really cool counter, like by slamming, like using his legs to slam Ricochet's head into the mat.
Right. It was like he was going for a hurricanrana.
But then he just fucking
turned it into a pile driver.
Yeah.
And of course, Ricochet sold it amazingly.
Yeah.
That's what he do.
And then Ray hit the 619 and the frog splash for the win. Which means he'll job to Gunther in a few weeks or whatever.
Yeah, like him winning, why?
Yeah.
What?
It's going to be so weird seeing Gunther's handprint coming out of the back of Rey Mysterio when he gets chopped.
That's so true.
Brother.
Oh, my brother.
No, well, obviously Dominic's going to cost him the title. And that, you know what I mean?
Right. He'll just show up on SmackDown.
Because obviously, they have to have a one-on-one match at some point, right?
Sure.
But they're probably, nah, I would say they're doing a long build for this.
For WrestleMania?
They might wait till Mania.
Oh my God.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, this should have been at Mania 2 years ago.
Unfortunately, right. Judgment Day's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Nope.
So finally, we have the return of Bray Wyatt.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, we've been waiting all fucking night. Really, I mean, we expected him on Raw. He didn't show up on Raw. But he finally comes out, and he's got a new song.
Yeah.
It's pretty lame, though.
Yeah.
That song was not good. It's way too, I don't know, it just doesn't fit. It's not cool. It sounded like a punk song from the 90s, like a slow, I don't know, it didn't fit. But the crowd chants, welcome back, and Bray's very emotional. He's holding back tears. He tells the crowd, I'm extremely grateful. I never thought any of this would happen.
Randy.
Yeah. And he says, this is just me being me for the first time. It's very passionate. I feel like this promo was like it really was the real him, even if it is a work in the end. Like,
right.
Like, I agree. This is what happened.
Yeah, for sure.
He says he lost his career, his self-confidence.
Right.
He lost two people that are very close to him. One of them obviously being Brody Lee. And he mentions fans who told... Oh, I think his dad, too, right? Passed since then?
I think so, yeah.
Mike.
IRS?
Or not his dad. I'm sorry.
His grandfather.
Yeah, IRS is still alive.
Yeah.
He mentions fans who told him that, you know, he changed their life and how much it meant to him. He thanks the fans for being there for him when he was weak. And he says, y'all have saved my life. And then the lights go out. And the Titantron plays the video of the new creepy mask, which it's obviously Bray, and he's saying like, come with me, you got no idea who you're dealing with, but you will. And then the show ends with the dip, like the classic dip sound effect.
Yeah, it was great.
So again, we didn't get all the answers. We really didn't get any answer of what's going on.
No.
It's a slow burn.
Sure.
At the time I was a little dissatisfied, you know. But again, it is a slow burn. I mean, it seems like he's just tormented. Like deep down, he's a good person, but he's tormented by his own personal demons. And
yeah,
well, I mean,
he's got multiple personalities.
Like as much as we love the Fiend, like you know, they booked themselves into a corner because they had him so dominant. The only place for him to go was the very top of the card.
Yeah,
you know? And well, then it's like, well, how do we get him off? And they had him lose his Goldberg.
Well, we kicked out of 11 curb stomps.
Yeah.
But this 60-year-old man tackled him.
Uh-huh.
One, two, three.
Dead.
That's it.
He chooses when he wants to win or lose, is what I said in my head. No, he needs a new character, but we don't know what this new one's going to be. We don't know what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
I think it's a multiple personality thing again.
Right.
Sure. You know, where it's like it's either him or this, what are they calling it? This alternate personality.
It doesn't have a name yet.
I guess it doesn't. Yeah.
There's a, we'll talk about that in rumors. There's okay. some rumors about that. Right.
So real quick, just let me get this straight. SmackDown.
Yeah.
Yep. No women's champion was on it.
SmackDown?
Oh, Ronda, no.
Yeah. The IC champ wasn't on it.
Mm. Uh-uh.
The WWE champ wasn't on it.
Well, no. Why would he be?
So SmackDown, just no champions.
No champions.
No champions.
No one came out with a belt, huh?
If you like winners, this is not the show for you.
Except the Usos, maybe?
They were just banking on, but they were just banking
one
on.
Us.
They were just banking on Bray Wyatt for the ratings there.
Yeah.
All right, on to Raw. We start off with Bobby Lashley in the ring, and Lashley doesn't waste any time. He calls out Brock Lesnar, so Brock comes out, and
Brock Lesnar.
Lashley goes after him, and they have a brawl, and it doesn't last long. Lashley spears Brock through the barricade, and then it's just like every time they do one of these, it's so overdone now. Right. Like, the refs run out, officials, security, other wrestlers, other jobbers to try to break them up.
Correct.
And then Lashley runs back to Brock and puts him through the announce table with a nice spine buster.
Yeah, when Seth Rollins is murdering people with a curb stomp, no one's running out to make the save.
Right.
Yeah.
But these two monsters are just tackling each other and everyone freaks out.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You got to save it for Saudi Mania.
Yeah.
That's why. Because they're like, hey, what are you doing? They cannot fight yet. You have to save it for here. Well, they will fight with swords, but not Drew's sword. Real fucking swords,
real
man.
Real swords.
It's going to be great.
We'll put them in the pit.
See, that's Saudi Mania in a few weeks.
You gotta love it.
Next up, we have the Good Brothers versus Alpha Academy with AJ Styles ringside. Gallows and Anderson win with the Magic Killer on Gable. They're still doing that lame finisher. When they have the other one, the Buddha Doom is so much better. After the match, Judgment Day comes out, and they're all holding microphones.
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
Dear God. All four of them? Fuck. And Finn Balor's like, I'm the one who started this stupid club. talking about...
I thought that was funny.
Style, and yeah. So Balor then challenges the OC. He goes, we're challenging you to a tag team match at the Crown Jewel. And he puts his hand right on his, by his nuts.
Right.
He's like, the Crown Jewel.
My testicles.
My jewels.
Those are his family jewels. I don't know. Yeah.
So Styles accepts, but he's like, well, why don't we just do it right now? Unless you boys have to ask your mother for permission.
That's hot.
And then Dominic yells, he's like, shut your mouth, AJ. Unless you want to be like my dad and went over to the other brand because you can't hang. It's like, I thought
it's
he wasn't.
It's me, Dominic. I'm 12 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't you say he wasn't your dad anymore?
Right, right, right.
Now he's your dad again. So Styles calls Dominic a piece of trash, but he fucks up here. That's pretty good.
You turned your back on your own father. You're scum. You're a little punk. And since you want to run your mouth, how about we do something a little different tonight? You want to talk the talk, but can you walk the walk?
Oh.
Can you walk the talk?
That seems like that would be like a Hogan flub.
Right.
You can talk the walk, brother.
Yeah.
You can talk the walk, but can you walk the talk? I mean, let me try it again. Even though we're on live TV, dude.
Then he fucks it up again.
I was the right guy at the wrong time, at the wrong guy time. I was the right gay guy.
Let me say that again so that I can feel better about myself.
I was the wrong guy. Oh, fuck it. I'm going to fuck it up again.
Yeah. So AJ challenges Dominic. It's kind of funny how AJ and Finn are kind of like, who's going to fuck up worse?
Right.
Because Finn the previous week, I'm so mad I said last night. So AJ challenges Dominic to a match, but Dominic says, I'm not in my ring gear. Give me about an hour or so.
Yeah.
Okay. And AJ says, I'm going to do something your dad should have done. I'm going to beat the piss out of you.
Oh.
And that'll be too sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, yeah, he fucked up his line, but AJ Styles is 10 times cooler when he's got the Good Brothers with him and he's saying Too Sweet.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
When he's got a stable and they're doing the Too Sweet thing.
Touching tips.
Yeah.
Just a tip.
It's way better. Yeah. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from the new U.S. champion, Seth freaking Rollins, who finally is a champion again after 952 days.
That is a travesty.
Wow.
Yeah. I think Kevin Owens is longer, though, but
probably.
Seth says, to those who doubted me, you can kiss my ass. However, he does thank the fans who support and sing his song.
Yeah.
So, like, he's a heel, but it's kind of like the same thing with Becky Lynch. Like, you still do that baby face stuff.
Right, right, right.
He always mentions the city. I mean, so does Roman Reigns, right? So they're all the faces, all the heels want to be cool.
They do.
But Seth says he only tapped to Riddle so that he could be healthy enough to beat Bobby Lashley 2 days later for the U.S. title.
And then he's like, and I want to be the pirate, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Mustafa Ali comes out and reminds Rollins that Brock gave him the assist. He also tells Seth, Lashley promised me a title opportunity. Opportunity.
Ew.
Get that word out of your mouth.
A title shot.
A shot.
Right in your face.
Yeah. Oh. From my dick. He says, I get it. Champions change, but I don't. It's like, yeah, you don't because you lose all the time.
That's correct. All you do.
Yeah.
And Rollins tells him to fuck off and he laughs in his face. But Ali takes Seth's sunglasses off. And then Seth starts complimenting Ali to take him off his guard. And then he cheap shots Ali, throws him out of the ring. Rollins starts to leave, but Ali attacks him from behind. And Seth just chops Ali in the throat and throws him into the ring post.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're a fuck. There you go, fuck boy.
We're supposed to get excited about Ali.
Yeah. Next up, we have Damage Control versus Candice LeRae and Bianca Belair. And it's really stupid for Belair to tag with Candice against Dakota and Io.
Right. Like,
Bayley's not even in the match.
Right.
And this match was super boring.
Yeah.
It's a shame that Io is a jobber in a stable, so she can't show off too much.
Right. Correct.
You
know,
you can't outdo Bayley.
Jobber with a title.
Yeah.
Because, like, man, when she was in NXT, if she was ever in a tag match, it's like she's the hot tag and she, oh, anyways.
Yeah, but there was a time where, I mean, especially the Attitude Era, where, like, the bad guys can do the cooler stuff.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it's, like, so cut and dry now, but they don't allow them to do shit.
Yeah. So Bayley grabs a kendo stick from under the ring, but Belair grabs it from her and they go over the announce table, leaving Candice all alone. And Dakota and Io hit Candice with a very, very, very lame tag team move for the win.
Yeah.
It was just Ryback's finisher, basically.
Yeah.
We're like, pick you up, and then we drop, and then we fall back. Like, yeah. What? It's I put Eric on my shoulders and then fall back.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
Feed that's them high. More. What was that, like 5.5 feet?
Yeah.
How could you possibly fall on a rubber mat from 5.5 feet?
Right.
Like,
right.
Io.
You insane.
Io does the moonsault. Yeah. Off the top rope.
Oh, right. A tire.
She's so good at that.
Yeah.
Let her do that.
Let her do her thing.
Remember the first week she showed up? She had a chair. She's going to do a moonsault with a chair.
Fuck yeah.
And then they're like, no, don't do that.
Why?
Ever. Why the fuck not?
Ever. Don't do it ever.
And then later they confirm Bayley versus Belair next week for the Raw Women's Championship.
But why?
But why?
Why are we wasting it here? What are we?
Yeah, I don't know. She's going to lose again, right? Or it's going to be a DQ?
Are they not letting him in Saudi?
And
oh.
Well, the laws changed. Got you. Sorry, bitch.
Hey, I was looking at your card for the Crown de Jewel, and I noticed another women's match. And, you know, I figured our quota was zero, and you've already destroyed that by two.
Right.
So we're going to need -2 matches. How do we do that? Well, if we kill 4 of your girls, we'll call it even, okay? Even Stevens?
Okay, fine. Let me make a phone call. Hey, Dakota?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I mean, sorry.
Fuck.
Sorry. Hey, Dana Brooke.
Dana Brooke.
What's up? Tamina.
That's a good one. Yep.
Tamina. Hold good on. Ones. Let me text Natalia right now.
Good ones.
Natalia.
Good ones.
And then we need one more. I don't know. Fuck it. Draw him out of a hat. Next up, we go backstage, and we have Cora Jade from NXT telling Rhea Ripley, I want you to face Roxanne tomorrow night on NXT. And Rhea's like, okay, cool.
I'll do it.
I'll do it.
I'll fight your girl.
Yeah.
We're hot.
Rhea's just so nice. Rhea's such a nice bad guy. She's like, well, you're a bad guy, right? Yeah, yeah, I'm a bad guy. Yeah, okay, well, I'm a bad guy, so I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll fight your battles, which is the exact opposite of what I usually do.
Right. It's like Rhea Ripley hasn't wrestled on the main roster in months and months.
Correct.
Like, since she got injured. First match is on NXT.
Yeah, yeah.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from JBL.
Oh, dude.
JBL?
Okay, fine.
Where the hell have you been?
It's not like he's normally here. I don't know.
I mean, he's always on our soundboard.
Yeah.
I
mean,
well, yeah, but I guess this is true.
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
he said it about himself.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens.
Right.
It's
right,
true. Right. This was the worst event.
It wasn't great. It wasn't great. He shit on Oklahoma.
We knew what this was.
Right, yeah.
He shits in Oklahoma instead of, you know, because we're in Oklahoma instead of Texas. And then he announces that since Rey Mysterio was traded to SmackDown, that means Monday Night Raw got... And it's like, wait, so we're actually going to like acknowledge what happens in trades now?
Sure.
Because it used to be future considerations.
Future considerations.
And we would never consider anyone
now
in that future.
And so he welcomes Mr. Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
And it's like, all right, let's see what this is like. And Corbin comes out and his gear is trash.
Correct.
It is fucking
and he's still wearing
trash.
I didn't get
fucking
it.
Hat.
I didn't get it.
It was like, it looked like someone just threw up all over his fucking clothes.
Also, let's not skip over the fact that you remember JNCO jeans, the wide leg jeans.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I didn't know they're making suits now.
Oh, for JBL.
For JBL. Holy shit. Those pant legs were this big.
Is maybe like he was wearing his wrestling suits where he had to like wrestle in them sometimes, and they have to not be actual suits.
Or is that like a Texas thing? Like a
I don't know,
a wide legged suit.
I don't know.
Everything. Well,
what if I hop on my horse?
Yeah.
I gotta ride my horse.
Yeah. Horse.
So
suit.
JBL hypes the fuck out of Corbin. He calls him the modern day wrestling god. So
modern day Maha.
Corbin is just JBL now, but it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
And what is he going to help him win? Like. Okay.
Yeah, is JB going to be with him every week?
Is he going to talk for him?
Well, he certainly did so far.
Is JBL going to be telling the jokes now?
Let's hope not.
So Baron Corbin's first match is against Dolph Ziggler.
Yep. I mean, that's his thing.
Ziggler has been jobbing to Corbin for 6 years.
God damn.
Like, when Corbin first came up, this was his first feud, and he beat Dolph Ziggler like 10 times in a row.
Correct.
Nothing has changed. Oh, poor my
Dolph.
God.
Like, hey, I know you're doing stand-up. Can you come to the city?
JBL buried the fuck out of Dolph. He said he's been stealing money from WWE for years.
Yeah.
Wow. Holy shit,
that's
man.
That's horrible.
He's way better than you. So Corbin gave Ziggler a big clothesline, and they called it the clothesline from hell.
Oh.
But it was just a clothesline.
It was.
Corbin kicked out of multiple famousers. And then in the end, Ziggler goes for the super kick, but Corbin blocked it, and he won with the end of days.
Yeah.
And but that's like, it. Goodbye, Dolph.
Okay. Go back to when Corbin was, you know, with Lacey Evans, the Extreme Rules thing. We've talked about that before, where he had that one really cool moment.
Where
he gave Becky the end of days, and he tells Seth, you fucking piece of shit, cocksucker.
What are you going to do about it, you piece of shit?
Exactly. Yeah. But also, like, his outfit that he had then was good. Like, he actually looked good there. Like, it was, like, a long-sleeve, like, black shirt, but it was, like, unbuttoned, and then he just had, like, pants.
Yeah, I think the sleeves rolled up.
Yeah, sleeves rolled up. Like, it wasn't wrestling gear like he's wearing here, but I think that look was way better than this.
Right.
What the fuck? Yeah, we'll just go with, you know, light brown and dark brown. Yeah, those are your colors. Oh, that's fun.
Shit!
And put a B on it and make it look like Robin from Batman, but it's not. But you're huge.
Yeah, God. He's got to have the record for the most gimmicks ever, right?
Correct. Absolutely. Well,
the lone wolf. Hold on. The lone wolf, the king,
Happy
Constable Corbin. Happy Corbin, poor Corbin.
Yeah.
And now wrestling God Corbin.
Money Corbin. Did you say that one?
Happy Corbin.
Happy Corbin.
That's like six. And he's been here 6 years. He gets a new gimmick every year.
Yeah, he's kind of all the same guy. That's the funny part.
Yeah.
Different names, different gimmicks.
Right.
Same boring
guy.
Just put
a label, a different label.
Yeah. Again, you had such a great opportunity with the poor Corbin gimmick.
All these gimmicks.
And they wasted it.
Same skull collector the entire time.
Yeah. Do you follow him on Instagram?
No.
That dude barbecues like nobody's business.
Well, does he barbecue the heads?
He barbecues the skulls and eats them?
He doesn't really put skulls anymore.
But that, he's past that Dahmer
but
face.
But that dude can cook.
All right.
Yeah.
Good for him.
That's the only reason I follow him.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, fuck.
Hey, if you're going to get a recipe up in this bitch for a pay-per-view, I'm all about it.
All right.
And he's like, and then last but not least, add some skull brains to these meatballs.
Skulls.
Next up, we have skulls. AJ Styles versus Dominic Mysterio. Backstage before the match, we got Cameron Grimes.
To the moon.
Hey, from this NXT. Guy.
Yeah.
And he asked the Good Brothers to be his tag team partners on NXT, and they say yes.
All right.
And if you're wondering why all these, you know, main roster guys are on NXT, it's because AEW is on
tonight,
Tuesday night as well.
Because of baseball.
So they're trying to beat AEW in the ratings.
Beat Texas.
So we'll see what those look like.
Texas.
Sorry.
Sorry, freaks. I was watching NXT.
I was watching Alexis Texas.
Like,
and I want to beat it.
Like they're filming Dynamite Live, and JR's got NXT on his phone, and he's like, oh, Kevin Owens, what?
What happened? What?
Oh, sorry, freaks. I was calm down. I was watching NXT on my phone.
He admits the wrongdoing. I was just watching the rival on my phone. What?
You gotta love the Good Brothers.
He puts it in the camera. He's like, say it's right. It's Kevin Owens. He just stunned Bron Breakker. Isn't that funny?
He's like, and what? What's that? He's like talking to the, you what? Okay. Like, I never do that. I didn't do that. You freaks. Anyway, I'm done here.
That's because what? Hey, when are we going to sign Nikita Lyons?
That's what they're
saying.
See
Cora Jade bust a nut.
Barbecue sauce. Yeah,
So where are we? Anyways, we got AJ Styles versus Dominic Mysterio. And we have Judgment Day. All of Judgment Day and the Good Brothers were ringside.
Uh-huh.
This infuriated me. Because Rhea Ripley gets involved.
She pushes
AJ Styles off the top rope.
Uh-huh.
The Good Brothers are 2 feet from her.
Yeah.
And they just go, hey!
Right.
Hey!
Boo!
Yep.
But she's a woman. You can't stop her.
Right.
And then she interferes again later, and Dominic wins.
Uh-huh.
And he wins.
With?
Say it, Hogan.
A roll-up, brother.
There it is.
Have you ever won with a roll-up, Hogan?
Trying to think.
Never, dude.
Yeah.
I'll roll one up, dude. That's for jobbers, brother.
Yeah, so the Good Brothers are worthless.
Right.
Hi, welcome. And you're worthless.
Yeah.
You can't even help your fucking friend. Next up, Matt Riddle is interviewed backstage by Kathy Kelly.
How have you been?
Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Adam Cole was happy to see her.
Oh, he was.
I mean, for God's sakes, I came.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
pretty good.
Wow.
So Riddle says he's going to beat Seth tonight, blah, blah, blah. And then Riddle walks up. He sees Ali, and he tells Ali, I'll give you a title shot if I win. Then they hear the Miz screaming, and Miz is on the floor claiming he slipped and he tore his ACL. But of course, he doesn't want to face Dexter Lumis. This is what the Miz does. It's the same thing. Over and over again.
It's a lot.
When he didn't want to face Bobby Lashley. Oh, I'm hurt. It's the same thing. So later, Miz is being checked on by a doctor, and Byron Saxton tells Miz that people are claiming they saw footage of the Miz stage the whole thing because he checked. Oh, and he goes, we checked the custodial records, and the floor hasn't been mopped today.
Wow. What? That's a reach. Right there for a storyline.
Byron Saxton doing some research.
Right.
The floor has not been mopped.
I'm so glad to be getting back to my investigational journalism.
Yeah, when did he go, you know, I should check the custodial records. Let me, guys, I'll be back.
I'm going to take the initiative here.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really doesn't trust
And he pulls up a book that hasn't been updated since, 1976.
Right.
Well, they haven't done it since 1976, so clearly...
You know, I made friends with the janitor, Gene. He let me look at all the tape of the entire arena.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe the locker rooms, too. I don't know.
He let me look at everything. Yeah, I sucked his dick. But the problem is this. Look, we know the floor wasn't mopped today.
The janitor is also head of security here. Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
But we did need a cleanup on aisle two, if you get what I'm saying. Right?
Ooh, hey, ooh.
When I farted it out. So then Johnny Gargano.
That's horrible.
We hear Johnny Gargano yell, oh my God, it's Dexter Lumis. And Miz quickly gets up, and Gargano's like, oh, I was just messing with you. And Byron's like, oh, looks like you're healed, huh? You could face Loomis? And Miz is like, yes, yes, my amazing genes have healed me.
Mm. Johnny Blue Jeans.
All right, just, all right, enough. Here. Wow.
Let's calm down, brother.
So we have the Miz versus Dexter.
What? There's
blonde hair everywhere.
Yeah, it's
getting blonde hair and the
red feathers.
The boa.
You know what's going to be great is like, you're going to be like shower. You're going to go shower later. And it's all just going to go off. You're going to see a bunch of red and blonde shit go down your drain.
Like, someone's going to think I fucked a cardinal, brother.
You're going to like, you're going to take a shit and wipe your ass. There's going to be like yellow hair there.
Like red feathers.
Red feathers.
You're going to take a bite of a sandwich in a week and there's going to be a red boa in there. Like, how did this, has this been in my beard?
I should have Robin, dude.
Wait, so how about as part of Eric's punishment, he has to wear this tomorrow for the Astros game?
No.
And
it's one night only.
You'll get on national TV, probably.
We'll film it for TikTok. Oh, my God. You will get on TV. Our TikTok views would go up through the roof. It'll be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should totally do it, Joe.
I might. I mean, you'll be all over. Leave it with me.
All right.
So, yeah, Miz, Dexter, Loomis, before the match, Johnny tells the Miz, if you want out of this, just tell everyone the truth about you and Dexter. So they're hinting at something.
Yeah.
And Miz says, the truth is I've been victimized by a domestic stalker. And Loomis came out first, and Miz attacked him from behind with a steel chair and gave him a skull-crushing finale on the chair. So we don't have the match. And then backstage, Johnny tells Miz, you think that's going to stop Dexter? You should have just given him what you promised. What's the worst that could happen? You get canceled, and me and Candace take over Miz and Mrs., and Miz freaks out, and he asks Johnny, why do you have a whistle? And Johnny's like, oh, because if you don't come clean, I'll blow it.
Oh.
His what?
And, yeah.
For sure.
This was a really corny segment.
I hated
how stupid Johnny Gargano looked.
It's corn.
It's very.
I can't imagine a more beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Ooh, I have this whistle. I'm going to blow it.
Lumpy knobs.
Yeah. Next up, we have the return of Elias. He's back. And maybe he should have waited another month.
Yeah.
Because his beard's just not there yet.
It's just almost not there. It's right. Almost there. That's impressive for what? It's been 2 months?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Come on.
Yeah. He usually has like the James Harden beard.
Give it to
you know?
Him. Yeah.
So Elias says, it's great to be back. My younger brother's career was tragically cut short, but the show must go on.
Hey, keep kayfabe alive.
Tragically cut short, yeah. Just like my beard.
Well, exactly. Keeping kayfabe alive.
Right.
So Elias asks, who wants to walk with Elias? And he gets like a decent reaction.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's because of how poorly Vince fucked him up.
Yeah, like we liked you back in the day, bro.
I mean, we haven't seen Elias in like, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
They need to turn him back heel and just let him beat people up with his guitar. And
right. Sure, he definitely needs that.
You know.
So he's about to play a song, but he's interrupted by Matt Riddle holding bongos. And he asks Elias, you want to hit my bong? So Riddle is back to being a complete idiot.
Did he ever stop?
And it sucks.
I don't know.
Well, there was the Seth when he was feuding with Seth, he got upset and he was pissed for a couple months, and that was way better. Now he's like, my get it? It's a bong.
Yeah. The bongo is a bong.
Seth Rogen. And that's like two segments he's ruined recently. He ruined the Bloodline segment.
Right.
Now he's ruined this one. And, of course, Elias
together, Riddle.
Elias is annoyed, but he's a face right now. So he just asks Riddle, like, you know, let me play my song. And Riddle sits down. Elias starts playing, but Seth Rollins interrupts. And we have Matt Riddle versus Seth Rollins for the United States Championship. Riddle puts Seth in the triangle immediately, which, you know, it's how he beat him in the fight pit. But now we've got ring ropes again.
Oh, yeah. We're not
so
in the
Seth
pit.
Made it to the rope. Elias hung out ringside, and that pissed off Rollins. Seth pushed him, but Elias hit him with his jumping knee strike. And then Seth gave Riddle that awesome move he did to Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Off the top rope.
Yep.
Like that reverse suplex, and then again.
Yeah.
And then later Seth told Elias to hit him so he can get DQ'd, but Elias didn't, so Seth super kicked him. Riddle hit the draping DDT and went for the RKO, but
he's Randy Orton.
Elias got in the ring, and Seth pushed Riddle into Elias, and then he hit Riddle with the curb stomp for the win. And then after the match, Elias slides in the ring, but Seth curb stomps him too. And then Seth sets up for another curb stomp on Riddle, but with the belt. But Mustafa Ali makes the save, and he kicks Rollins' ass until the Architect retreats.
And that's how Raw ends, with Ali kind of going over.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
What? And what was Elias doing in the ring? Like, what was happening there? Is he going to feud with Riddle? Like, I thought that was going to be a thing, but then he curb stomped him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, okay. Anyway.
Yeah, I think Elias will turn heel and he'll probably feud with Riddle.
He's got to, right? He bumped into him for a reason, right?
Yeah.
So, come on. Well, it's because, Seth hit him that he's just, I'm just going to get in the fucking ring.
Right.
I hate when they do that. It's so stupid.
Yep.
All right, let's give some awards.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had, first of all, Baron was horrible.
Right.
I had Baron Corbin.
So he's got to win. But can I give I don't know if we've mentioned this before. Shotzi's shirt says, eat my tank.
Yeah.
That is horrible.
That's her catchphrase.
That is horrible.
I had Mansoir.
What does that mean? Like, she's going to shit in your mouth?
Let's hope. But
usually
it's clearly...
you got to pay extra for that kind of action, dude.
Yeah. That was good. But yeah, Baron Corbin for sure.
I had Mansoir.
Okay.
His wrestling gear was terrible.
Of course.
Best dressed?
Zelina Vega.
Zelina Vega!
She's back!
Yeah.
Bam!
Sweep it.
Worst acting?
You know, I was thinking, but I couldn't really like nail one person down. I mean, I guess because there was kind of a lot of bad acting.
Dominic Mysterio,
JBL.
I'll tell you who mine is. LA Knight. I was thinking
that too.
Such a disappointment.
Bad.
Right.
Such a disappointment.
I'll go LA Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do Omos,
dude.
Omos, dude. Best acting?
Bray Wyatt.
Worst comment?
The worst comment I had was walk the talk.
Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah.
I did the whole I don't need a bunch of swamp dell dwelling incels saying my name.
Okay.
Okay, LA.
I do. I mean,
well,
yeah. I'll go with Styles. Best comment? Yeah.
Unless you have to ask your mother for permission. I thought that was funny.
Okay.
Because she like totally, you know, subs all them out.
Right.
Yeah. What did you have, Andrew?
I don't know.
Nothing like rang supreme for me.
I mean, anything that Bray Wyatt said was pretty good.
Yeah, you could do like, you guys have been, you know, I wouldn't have done it without you guys or one of those heartfelt comments.
Right.
Yeah. Braun Smash?
No.
You're
fine.
Let's see. Worst match.
Six-woman tag?
That's what I had.
Six-woman tag. Yeah. Super slow-mo?
Braun and the Jobbers.
Braun Smash.
And best match?
Bottom right. There wasn't anything that was great.
I would pick, even though they had a flub, Sammy Kofi, if I had to pick something.
Right. I mean, it could be Seth and Riddle, but I mean, we've seen it so many times recently. I'm getting tired of it now.
And it got, like, the way they ended it, I thought was so stupid.
Right.
Elias.
Yeah.
God.
Andrew, anything?
I don't know.
Bottom right?
I have bottom right.
Bottom right.
All
right. Fine. Worst move?
Bailey's pinned roll-up into a roll-up.
There was that. There was Kofi's botch. I'm going with Dakota and Io's finisher because that wasn't a botch.
Yeah, no, that was
But
good.
It looked like a botch.
Yeah.
That's true.
Best move?
That Rey Mysterio Ricochet Hurricanrana thing.
Yeah.
Ricochet
over the Liv Morgan
head.
Table thing?
Yeah, done it. That's the third time.
Yeah, I know, but it's still cool.
We've never seen this—the thing that Ricochet did.
All right, fair enough.
In fact, you know, it's funny. Ricochet's done something similar like that in the past. Mm. That's what's funny. And this time, Ricochet's the one that took.
This time, do it to me.
Worst moment:
Riddle ruining an Elias segment.
I just had Elias and Riddle segment. Awful.
God.
Where he's playing the piano like he just learned it yesterday.
Right.
And Riddle's banging the drums, but there's no microphone. You can't hear it. Looking like he's stoned out of his mind.
Yeah. You can like, go with Miz my and the worst, whole ACL thing.
That's really bad too. But the gut punch every week on Raw is when Judgment Day's music hits. And I feel like someone punched me in the gut. Because I'm like, all right, what am I watching? You know, that last match was pretty good. And then, and I'm just like,
no.
God. Here they come. Just fucking kill me. And they walk out and they're all holding microphones. Oh, God.
Yeah.
So that's mine for sure. Yeah. It's just like a total fucking gut punch.
Right.
Best moment?
Bray Wyatt.
I had Lashley and Brock.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Look at you.
Lashley gave him that crazy
ass. You should say that
buster.
As Hogan, because Hogan, that would probably be Hogan's answer.
Yeah.
Two big dudes who don't know how to wrestle, brother. Big meaty man slapping meat.
I mean, I'll Bray Wyatt, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's all for awards.
Hey,
yeah?
Austin Theory, where the hell have you been?
What about me? Kevin Owens!
Well, him too.
Yeah. I haven't been there in weeks. I'm on NXT tonight!
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who did he fight?
No, he didn't fight. He did, like, Bron Breakker's defending his title against two other guys, so he's kind of like the moderator.
Oh, okay.
So they're doing the Kevin Owens show without... calling it the Kevin Owens show, I guess.
Gotcha.
I
they're really trying to beat
AEW.
Yeah.
All right. So on to breaking news. PW Insider confirmed with WWE that Triple H was not at Raw due to a positive COVID test, and Bruce Pritchard had the night scheduled off, so Road Dogg ran the show.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Cool.
Whatevs.
That makes sense.
You know that guy we saw last week?
Yeah.
Oh, you were not aware?
And then on a recent video of
Road Dogg ran the show? Oh, you didn't know?
Yeah.
I ran the show?
Yeah.
So on a recent video on her YouTube channel, Ronda Rousey says that she gets to pick her opponents.
Oh.
She gets to decide who
like
she
all
faces.
The time from now on?
Apparently.
And the outcomes also?
She also said last Probably. Week that she wanted to use tacks and Legos for their match.
Legos?
But WWE wouldn't approve it because someone told her, like, we can't hurt people for real anymore.
What?
Oh.
So Liv can drive Sonya through a table.
Yeah.
But you can't fall on a couple of Legos?
Can't fall. Or Correct. Do the tacks and obviously they don't want blood, so yeah.
Right.
Boring.
Any other news?
I had a couple pieces. So Sonya Deville has aligned herself with Mandy on NXT.
Right.
Which is now Mandy, Gigi Dolin, JC Jane, and Sonya.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's officially a stable.
Is it, though?
It is. It's Toxic four. Attraction?
Yeah, Toxic Attraction. Four. It's four of them.
Okay. So Sonya's there to stay, not just for one night only like everyone else?
I don't think so.
So Liv right. just wrote her off TV. Liv literally, that senton.
Wrote her off Fox.
That senton right. sent Sonya to NXT.
Back to USA.
Sent her back five years ago.
Right, yeah.
That's funny. So Sonya's wrestling with them now?
Yeah, I guess so.
That happened tonight?
Well, she was there last week.
She was there she last week.
Attacked somebody.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's officially with her then.
Right.
Right.
I thought this was a nice post. Cameron Grimes on Instagram put, today is the greatest moment of my life so far. In sixth grade, my father and I moved into my grandmother's home. Until then, we shared a 100 square foot room. He then moved to Burlington, North Carolina to chase his dream. He slept on every couch he could. And then when he ran out of couches, he slept in the training facility. And then when he moved to Orlando, he rented for 7 years, and now he is officially a homeowner. So, yeah. And he said, thanks to Joe Pisano, EXP.
Oh, wow.
No.
Look at us.
He didn't even know.
You're welcome.
Breaking news. Cameron Grimes lives in a house. Thank you, Eric.
He bought a house, you fuck. You weren't proud when you bought this house?
Do we break news every time a wrestler buys a house?
No, I just thought it was a nice post.
It was nice. I'm just messing with you.
Baron
I'm just messing with you, brother!
Baron.
You take it too far, dude.
I want to take this hat off, brother.
I've got like 7 pounds of sweat underneath this skull cap.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't take that off here.
Oh,
what were you going to say? You were going to say something?
Yeah, I did follow Baron Corbin, thanks to Eric, and he just bought another skull. So congratulations,
no, he did
Baron
not.
Corbin.
He did not.
Yeah, his 72nd.
No, look at the wow. fucking steaks there, and shit.
There's some nice meats.
Some good meats. And he drinks whiskey.
Piece of meat.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. On to rumors.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay.
Rumors! Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So multiple sources...
Don't look, brother.
Oh, sorry. Multiple sources are saying that WWE is revamping their pay-per-view schedule for next year.
Like in what way?
I'm about to tell you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, tell us how they're revamping it.
WrestleNomics claims that WWE has canceled the day one pay-per-view that was scheduled to happen again on January 1st.
Yeah. I think that was dumb anyway.
And yeah, had a great main event, though.
Yep.
And then Brian Alvarez says that WWE will be doing more international shows and less gimmick shows like Hell in a Cell.
Yes. Fuck, this is going to ruin my whole cooking schedule.
Hell in a Cell, Extreme Rules, and Elimination Chamber.
Stop naming pay-per-views after matches.
We've been saying this for years.
Right.
Like, obviously, you keep the Royal Rumble, obviously.
Right.
You know, but make Elimination Chamber a special moment, and it's a surprise
when it happens.
An authority figure, Triple H, comes out and he's like, "Ah, what the fuck? Wait, there's six guys."
Yeah.
War guy, Elimination Chamber. Hey,
right. What if you do it like how you used to do it in NXT, where you have William Regal come out and he say the thing, and everyone knew it was coming, but it was still awesome when it happened.
You got to buy out some contracts then.
Right.
But yeah, this will be cool so that you don't have to have a Hell in a Cell pay-per-view where we see three Hell in a Cell matches the same night. Now you can space these matches out.
Yes.
Yeah, you have a few Hell in a Cell matches over the course of a year.
Right.
As well,
it's like now
you're
free to do these matches at WrestleMania if you
whenever
want.
You want.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I always hated that Elimination Chamber was right before Mania.
Yeah.
I always thought that was stupid. It's like, that was such a big deal. The first Elimination Chamber was Survivor Series.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. What are some of the names that you hope get brought back? Like, I remember there was Backlash. Not WrestleMania Backlash.
Still have Backlash.
Judgment Day.
Great Balls of Fire.
Oh my God.
My favorite name of all time.
Insurrection.
Great Ball. That wasn't a bad
Armageddon.
Pay-per-view. We were there for the only Great Balls of Fire pay-per-view.
Yeah. Samoa Joe versus Brock.
And then Dave Meltzer says that WWE has plans for the Wyatt 6 group all through WrestleMania. So,
sure.
Again, long-term booking.
Oh.
They already have WrestleMania planned out for them, apparently.
Yeah.
WWE also filed trademarks for Uncle Harper and Uncle Howdy.
Interesting.
So Uncle Harper, Luke Harper.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe that's the mask character that Bray's.
That's what people are thinking.
Uncle Harper or Uncle Howdy.
So I can't wait to see what happens next. And then Wrestling Observer says Cody Rhodes is ahead of his schedule and his rehab from his torn pec.
Let's go.
They're saying Becky Lynch is close to returning from her shoulder injury. And also Charlotte Flair is going to return too, I guess. I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Who cares? Anything else?
No.
All right.
Did you miss one?
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to skip it.
Oh.
You want to say it, Hogan?
Yeah.
Also, Dave Meltzer, Uncle Dave, says that Triple H, that bum, wants to bring back Maya Yime. What's so funny, dude?
Oh, Jesus, Hogan.
I'm sure he'll have a tough time getting her away from Impact Wrestling.
Yeah. Well, she might
want to go to... Wait, Impact Wrestling, brother?
Yeah. She might want to go to AEW to be with her husband, but...
Yeah, that's true, too.
All right, trivia time.
Trivia, let's do a little Baron Corbin since he's back and blah, blah. All right, so which of these is true? Which of these is true?
Instead you got to do this as Hogan there.
Instead of four facts and a fib,
it's... Dude.
Four fibs and a fact, or three fibs and a fact.
Oh, so only one's true. Okay,
the only one's true. You want to read them? Because I don't give it away here.
All right.
So it's these four right there.
Okay. In 2019, the most hated wrestler of the year, according to PWI, according to Ply, he's a two-time US champion.
His real name.
His real name is Thomas Peacock. In Coder 2017, dude.
Hogan, that's King of the Ring winner, 2017.
Oh.
Coder 2017.
All right, so which is true?
Good. Fuck. Okay, so he's been a U.S. champ. Yeah, I think he's been it twice. Thomas Peacock?
Yeah, that can't be. That's not right.
I think it's not that. I'm going to say that's... Wait, no, only one's true.
Only one is true.
Yeah. Only one's true, so that's not true.
That's a lie.
So we're right there. Only one is true.
Yeah.
King of the Ring, was that... That was either 2017 or 2018?
That's as true as me carbo-loading at Pasta Mania.
I think he won King of the Ring in 2018?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say that one. I think he's just trying to screw us with the year. I think he won in 2018.
So we got to find the truth, right?
Still trying to find the truth if you think that's wrong.
That's true. fuck.
Only one is true.
I'll say...
So the two-time U.S. champion.
I'll say the PWI most hated.
Okay. Have you locked in your answers?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and lock them in. He was the King of the Ring in 2019.
Uh-huh. Okay.
His real name is so close to that, though. It's kind of funny. His real name is...
Cockpit.
Thomas Pestock. Pestock.
Yeah.
He is a one-time U.S. champion. And the truth is, in 2019, Pro Wrestling Illustrated named him the most hated wrestler of the year.
I didn't even know they had that award.
Suck it, Jack!
But I mean, like, that's not like...
I guess you gotta be Hogan every week, then. Because that's when you win trivia.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
I'm burning this outfit as soon as we're done.
No!
I need it!
Should we have Eric Hogan read fan questions?
At least one. Fuck. How about one?
I'll read a couple.
Pick one.
All right.
Could Dominic
improve? No, yeah, the name.
Stone Cold Savage, that bum. Could Dominic improve if he got demoted to NXT, dude? Or did we lose all faith in a son because of bad voter?
Yeah.
Voter.
I don't think he could do better in NXT. No.
No, absolutely.
I think he's donezo. Yeah.
He just can't act.
No.
And that's basically it.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
One more.
The Rizzler. Worst gimmicks in the last 5 years. Constable Corbin. Happy Corbin. King Corbin. Ezekiel.
Yeah.
Hey, my name's on this thing.
Shut up.
Ezekiel. I had to throw this in to be fair. And this new, I don't know what he's supposed to be, Corbin. Puerto Rican hat. Chico mustache.
Labia
looking Lulu melt lemon pants and my daughter's undershirt. What gives? Do they hate this dude?
They hate him.
Yeah.
I think Ezekiel beats all of those Corbins.
Probably. I think so.
I think so.
Because we hated that the worst.
It was really bad.
Killed a good beard for nothing.
Killed a good beard. Those sons of bitches.
Ghost of Johnny Drip Drip. Can we just have JBL take Kevin Patrick's spot on Raw commentary?
Yeah, please. That was great, that couple minutes he actually did commentary.
For sure.
I think you replace Corey Graves because...
Really?
Someone's got to do the play-by-play.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Jake Baker, what do you think about NXT wrestlers popping up on Raw and SmackDown, vice versa? Are there any NXT / main roster people you think should switch brands?
I mean, I would be fine if they stopped treating NXT as like...
I mean, Dominic, it should go there because that NXT sucks.
I mean, you could make, you know, NXT cool, like by adding in like Kevin Owens and like have actual main event guys, you know?
No, but NXT was great because it was who's next. And you had these young guys with good storylines, Ciampa and Gargano, Cole.
Ciampa?
But you had these guys that came up that were good. Right now they brought these guys up that are terrible. So like the ladder of success, right? Like first, like Sunday Night Heat, you had to go on Sunday Night Heat, you got to be successful, then you go to the next show.
Right.
I loved how they had it where once you're successful, you make your debut, like when you lose the title.
Someone played a lot of WWE.
It doesn't help that they're...
What I'm saying.
It doesn't help that they book NXT like it's an episode of Saved by the Bell.
Right.
No, right now it's
bad. Like a bad episode of Saved by the Bell.
Right. Everyone's got a job.
If they can bring it back to the black and gold and do it right, I think it was
good. Well, they did, but they didn't.
Well,
there's some good talent there.
Like halfway back.
Yeah.
It's terrible. The old Kanye, Omos versus Strowman at Crown Jewel automatically wins your Super Slow Mo Award, right? I mean, yeah.
Of course.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan, thoughts on a loser leaves town triple threat match between Omos, Dominic, and Corbin? Yes.
Yeah.
They all pin each other.
And they all lose and they all leave.
One, two, three, goodbye. Joseph Ryling, we're supposed to be intimidated by Omos there because I certainly wasn't.
Was it the shoulder shakes?
Yeah. Drew Wiley, is it too late for Elias to win Money in the Bank and have his guitar case as the briefcase?
A couple months too late.
It might be.
Maybe next year.
Maybe.
Maybe next year.
I would love to see that, though.
I mean, he's got to build himself back up to be as over as he was. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to happen, but we'll see. Mills, I want to ask, what's the appeal of Johnny Gargano? Because I'm trying, and I can't see it at all. Well, this week, they didn't really show you.
Yeah, that's true. Watch some old NXT.
Watch NXT.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Paste Pot Pete, what?
What?
God damn it, your stupid feathers.
They're everywhere.
I think one got in my eye earlier, like a microscopic. It fucking hurt.
It's still there.
Yeah.
Can you see all red right now?
That's it. That's all I see. What dirt is Ray blackmailing WWE with that causes them to continue to push Dom?
That's true.
He's got some of those NDAs.
Last night's promo with AJ was one of the worst mic jobs I've ever seen.
Mic job.
Nice. Give him a mic job, brother. Yeah. Michelle, which feud would you like to see in their prime? Stone Cold as a face versus Jake Roberts as a heel? I mean, we saw Roberts as a face when he was past his prime.
Yeah.
And then Kevin Owens, current face, versus Roddy Piper as a heel.
Owens.
Well, it's hard to beat that.
Yeah.
Two greats of the greats.
Dan Hankinson, I recently told someone I watch wrestling and they responded, you know that's fake, right? What's a good, funny response? The response is, so is whatever your favorite show is.
Yeah. Watch Wrestling Isn't Wrestling by Max Landis. Yeah. He kind of gives you the answer to that.
Yeah,
in the
he said
first
it's clearly not real.
That's what I would say in middle school, and that's when it was more popular than it ever was. Was you know, Attitude Era was when I was in middle school.
It's more real than any other show.
But when people would say that, I would be like, "Yeah, so is like fucking Spider-Man,
right?
Like, so is the Spider-Man cartoon, or
yeah, it's a TV
anything
show.
Anything you watch,
it's and then a inside TV you're like, show. I'm sorry, Spidey.
So you watch Big Brother? That shit's fake too."
Yeah, right. The reality shows fake as fuck.
Right. The reality shows are faker than any
like, look at the credits. They have writers.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Zaheen Rahman, exactly. You guys feel like Triple H is booking literally the entire women's division around Bayley.
It's always booked around one woman, it seems like.
It's true.
Yeah, right now. Rampager, I think Bray needs to be away from the title picture for a while to rebuild him. I think he is.
Yeah.
So who would you put him against at WrestleMania? He says, I would like a feud with Cody.
If Cody's not
winning the Rumble, then...
Then sure. But then sure. Assuming he's winning the Rumble and fighting Roman...
Right.
Man, like Kevin Owens would be amazing if he's not doing
anything. We really don't know at this point because, again, Triple H doesn't like the outsiders.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, Cody left.
Yeah. Maybe he'll let...
That would be Owens the biggest win. Pop
in I mean, sure, we like Cody. The speech was great, but... Who would you rather have, Cody or Kevin Owens? I'd rather have Kevin Owens.
Well, you're picking our favorite guy that's currently not a champion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like so saying, who would you rather have, Cody or Johnny Gargano?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, third fit.
Kev Griffin, when Bray was in the ring crying, all I keep hearing was JBL saying this might be the worst event in wrestling history. I hope Crybaby Bray isn't one of his split personalities.
He was just being real for a moment.
Being real for a minute. Leave
real
him alone.
Person, yeah. Real emotions.
He went through some shit, man. Eric, doesn't this prove that Brock Lesnar or any big name that returns doesn't always have to be put in a world title match?
Yeah.
Sure, but also why does Brock only get to fight two people in the fucking company?
True.
Yeah.
Like, true.
Book him against someone else that he hasn't fought and make it a dream match. Kevin Owens? He's never fought, right? One-on-one? That'd be pretty good.
Yeah, but I think it's one of these, like, we've made him into the Hulk, so only two guys could possibly beat
correct.
The Hulk.
Correct, yeah.
Stupid.
But we know that, I don't know, is he going to drop to Lashley?
No. But he had great matches with Daniel Bryan, Finn Balor, AJ Styles.
Dean's was all right.
His best matches are against little guys.
Of course. Right,
yeah, of course.
And then Liam immediately thought Finn Balor would be making the soundboard with the same old crap. Nobody's ever seen that before, replacing his same old Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
I guess he said that. Also, my girlfriend said to me that Dominic really looks like a lesbian when he stands next to Rhea.
Sure.
Yikes.
I mean, yeah, he has a baby face. He looks like a girl sometimes.
Yeah.
His hair, you know, the long hair too. And then finally, our last question is from...
Who are you?
It's hilarious that as soon as Ray left Raw, Dom cut a far... cut by far the best promo of his career. Agree to disagree.
Please send me that promo.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it.
I guess we watch different promos.
Yeah.
Who sent that? Dominic Mysterio?
Yeah.
Right. He's a fan.
That's why it's a who are you. Yeah. All right. That is all for fan questions. So, Hogan, take us away.
Make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well as our other podcast, Hollywood Hogan. Follow the Hollywood Hogwash. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, Instagram, Vine, TikTok, at Wrong Wrestling. Yeah. Get a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees / What's Wrong With Wrestling / Hogan Knows Best. And become a supporter of the show at Patreon.com/ What's Wrong With Wrestling, dude.
Minus the
pasta dude. Bread.
Yeah, that was like, what was it? The Raw from like the H phone.
You're the iPhone. This is the H.
This is the H phone, brother.
God, that was horrible.
You can YouTube. You can YouTube.
How many people? Yeah, you could
catch
YouTube.
Us on the YouTube.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.